now, you dumbbell. But I know what they're doing. Amen. And God called me to be a watchman. Yeah. And lift up my voice like a trumpet and warn God's people to show them their transgression and their sins. Amen. I'm going to do it. The pastors are become brutish. They've not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. I'll be glad, boy, we're getting close to that time. That old PTL mess got scattered, didn't it? There's a whole lot more than PTL preachers is scattered, their flocks scattered. The more you hear, the more scattering you're going to hear. Somebody's got to stop the drift. Somebody's got to stand in the gap. I've called your attention to this a lot of times. 1 Corinthians 10 is a book of a chapter that Paul sandwiched into his message to the church of God at Corinth. And he says, brethren, I don't want you ignorant concerning all your fathers, how they were under the cloud and went through the sea and were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all drank the same spiritual drink. They all eat the same spiritual meat. And that spiritual rock that followed them was Christ, even in the wilderness. He said in verse 6, these things were our examples. Verse 11, these things were written for our examples. All right, I want to go back and look at that church in the woods of the wilderness here that Moses was the pastor of and the prophet of God to. That man stood in the gap again and again, or that church would have never went through that wilderness experience of 40 years. They would have all perished. Moses was a man. God found one man that would stand in that gap and make up the hedge that God would not destroy the church. Numbers 14:11. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me, and how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I've showed among them? I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they are. Hey, you get out of the way, Moses, and I'll smite them, and I'll use you as the stock for a new church to grow from. Moses said, Lord, just paraphrase it, he said, I don't want to be the stock of a new church. He said, remember, the power of the Lord is great, and do according as you have said. And Moses fell down before me, and here's what God said in verse 20. The Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. That man fell down and saved that church. What in the world were they doing? Just what they're doing today. Chapter 14, verse 1. All the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God we died in the land of Egypt, or would God we died in this wilderness. You ever heard anything like that? Turn over here to Exodus a minute. I'll show you where it all started and what it started from. Now, boy, this is some mess. Exodus 17 and verse 7. Moses called the name of that place Massah and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is God or is the Lord among us or not? Hey, is the Lord among us or isn't he among us? God gave me that for a warning to you folks this morning. We're having problems. You start that old mess, hey, I don't believe God's among us. You're going to find out something, God's among us. Oh, yeah. Amen. God will tame your hide. You better keep your mouth shut and realize God is among us. I feel some of your old spirits are fluctuating. You better get them spirits back under control and sit down on that old busybody spirit and hold her down. They tempted God. And you know what God did to them? Uh-huh. He sent the Amalekites over to kill a bunch of them. God here told Moses to speak to the rock, and here's what they said. The people thirsted for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us out of Egypt?" Hey, what'd you get us into this for? To kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." Sounds about like old sorry Pentecostal holiness people go around half backslid or more. Boy, they the worst people there is to deal with. An old backslidden or half backslidden Pentecostal or somebody that claims to be holiness. Ladies and gentlemen, holiness is not hardness or meanness. And they kept on chiding, and they said, "Moses," or said to each other, "Is the Lord among us, or isn't he among us? I don't believe God's with us anymore." Burr, 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 them big old jaws are flopping. Boy, God heard that mess. Read the history of that church. You ought to read Exodus and Numbers this week. You'll find the church was always chiding and murmuring and rebellious or something or other. In fact, only two families even got out of the wilderness with them. That was above 20 years old when they left Egypt. The rest of them, they buried their carcasses. God buried the most of them, opened up the ground, just swallow them up. Open up the ground, swallow them up. Send serpents out there to bite them. Send a plague in there and kill 14,900 of them. This is where it started. Is God among us or not? Is God here? Is God really with us anymore? Okay. Now, let's see a little more of that result here. Go to the 34th chapter of the same book of Exodus, verse 9. Moses said, "If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance." Hey, Lord, these people have got out here, and they provoked you to anger. They have tempted you all of these times, saying, "Is the Lord among us? Who's going to give us water to eat? Who's going to give us flesh to eat?" But he says, "Hey, Lord, go among us, for it's a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance." And you know what? He turned God's wrath away from that bunch of fretting, complaining, murmuring, and provoking people again. And it went right on and on and on. Let's consider one more place in Numbers 11. Verse 1, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and the fire was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. This in the church. And the Bible said Christ was in that church. And they ate the same spiritual meat, and they drank of that spiritual rock, which was Christ that followed them. And they had a prophet just like Jesus with them. They still didn't get in. God said, "Hey, church of the end time, this is your example. You better listen to this." All right? Going on here. And Moses called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. Then verse 4, listen to this, Numbers 11 and 4. And the mixed multitude, see, you get people in the church that's not really thoroughly dedicated to God. They're borderline, or they're these carnal, worldly-minded Christians. They had them. And that mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting.